Worlds. I'm joined with my co-host, Bitmass. Bitmass, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Jade. How are you?
Doing phenomenal. We got some great trats for you coming up. We've got some trats from the Neo Geo CD on the A side and the Sega Dreamcast. Stay tuned, folks. That was La Navirtia, Be Your Age, and Un Caillou Recuchet. I'm definitely mispronouncing this, off of Viewpoint on the Neo Geo CD. I was just talking to Bitmask during the first chunk about the Neo Geo CD and just this craze during the early 90s of CD-based technology and the advancement of the video game industry during that time. Bitmask, tell me about that.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like, so the Neo Geo was a console made by SNK, right? Which
Correct.
it was their kind of attempt to make a console in which, you know, hardcore gamers could take a cartridge from like an arcade cabinet, right, and then play an arcade experience back at home.
Exactly.
Right. So Jade was saying something about this console was kind of the PS5 Pro of the mid 90s, because you really had to be a hardcore gamer in order to pay money to bring arcade experiences back home, right?
Exactly. And it was during this time when arcade still reigned supreme for the best possible game experience that you could have. But during this early 90s, when CD-based technology started to really take place, the disparity between the console and the arcade experience really started to become a bit indistinguishable. And so you got a lot of these specialty consoles like the Neo Geo CD, which I'm sure you can imagine was a commercial failure, because Neo Geo within the home console market already was a pretty niche experience. And when you put a CD-based technology separate entity on top of that, you know, not exactly going to be flying off the store shelves.
No way, especially back in those days when the CD was kind of just taking off as a viable format to store games. You
exactly.
know, it's just crazy. Way, way, way too expensive for the modern consumer.
Exactly, yeah.
But they did produce some freaking bangers.
They did produce some bangers, like Viewpoint. I had never even known about this game up until a month ago when I was researching this console. And you just never know what you're going to find.
You never know what you're going to find. That's what we do here at Hello World. We find some gems in the rough of, you know, kind of the old, you know, decrepit console era back in the mid-90s.
I guess that's where legacy becomes contemporary.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So what do we got next, Jade? What do we got next?
Next up, we've got another failed console, arguably, but not a bad console. We've got Jet Set Radio from the Dreamcast.
Oh. Exceptional game, ladies and gentlemen. We obviously cannot make endorsements here at WMUC, but we both highly, highly recommend Jet Set Radio. Fantastic, fantastic title. Play it, the new remastered version, if you would like.
The new remastered version. What platforms are those on?
PS5.
I
think it's been released. I think it has been released. I might just be talking out of my my posterior, but I. But I really, really remember that they just did a remastered release. Fantastic game. We're going to listen to some banger songs.
But yeah, definitely do yourself a favor and play Jet Set Radio if you have not already. The Dreamcast was a phenomenal console with phenomenal games, and unfortunately it just had the release right before the PS2.
Yeah,
which,
no
when
kidding.
The PS2 was in your competition, you know, you might as well give up. Want to give a special shout out to Andrew, who runs Acoustic Smoothie over on WMUC-FM. I asked him, since he loves Jet Set Radio as well, his personal recommendations. And so the first track here, Let Mom Sleep, is a personal recommendation from him. So shout out to Andrew for
Great
that.
Track. Love you, Andrew.
We've got Let Mom Sleep, Electric Toothbrush, and Humming the Bassline, which will be the conclusion of the A-side. We'll go over the Bitmask B-side. Stay tuned, everyone.
Look at the funk.
Could you stop playing with that radio, yours? I'm trying to get to sleep.
look at the funk. Thank you.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for the A side. We've got Bitmask coming in on the B side, treating us to some Resident Evil. Do you want to tell us about that real quick?
Oh, Bitmask. Yeah. We are celebrating the 31st anniversary of Resident Evil. We've got some wonderful save room themes coming up for you. Alongside that, we are going to be talking about the fact that it's some interesting facts about Resident Evil that me and Jay were just discussing about a little bit ago. Jay, those were some excellent Jet Set Radio tracks.
Thank
excellent.
You so much.
And we're sorry if we blew out your eardrums a little bit. You know, we love our fans here. We want to protect your ears, so we promise not to blow those eardrums out next time.
we're still learning, folks.
We're
Stay
still
tuned.
Learning. We're still learning. And if you're still with us, you are a true Hello World fan. You are a true Hello World fan. Thank you so much, and stay tuned.
Wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Welcome back, folks. This is Bitmask on you with the B-side today. We are celebrating the 31st anniversary of Resident Evil. EP Jade, have you ever played Resident Evil for the PS1?
I have not for the PS1. My dad grew up with Resident Evil and Resident Evil 2 during college, and we played the remake that released, I believe, back in 2019.
That is right. That is right. So these games are, the old games are tank controls, meaning that you have independent control over the camera and the player character, which I think are horrible. And then, of course, the new remake games have full camera and analog player controls, so they are much, much easier and more fun to play. We've got some great tracks for you coming up. Stay tuned. This is WMUC. That was the Resident Evil 1 save theme, the Resident Evil 2 remake save room theme, and the original Resident Evil 3 save room theme. Jade, you were mentioning before, you have played some of the original Resident Evils before, right?
A bit of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I played a bit of Director's Cut when I was going through my dad's original like college collection.
Oh yeah.
Of games, and the tank controls were just a bit too unbearable. I guess I just had to be there during that time.
Yeah.
But I have played and beat both campaigns for the 2 remake, and what a phenomenal game.
The exceptional, I mean, great, some of the greatest games of all time. An interesting fact that now that you mentioned about the director's cut, did you know, Jade, that we only discovered the original composer for the director's cut in 2014? So,
tell me the story about this.
So, yeah. So, there is this guy named Mamoru Samuraguchi. And he was considered to be, quote-unquote, the digital age Beethoven of Japan. He was this prolific deaf composer that, like, did game soundtracks, movie soundtracks, symphonies, etc. This guy was a world-famous celebrity. And this guy composed the Resident Evil Director's Cut soundtrack. But it was revealed in 2014 that not only was he not deaf, he hired a ghostwriter to do everything. So we only discovered the actual composer of Resident Evil Director's Cut in 2014 when he came forward. I believe his name is Takashi Niigata. It's crazy, crazy stuff.
I guess pre-internet was pre-accountability.
I love that. Words to, I wouldn't say words to live by, but yeah, that's like, I mean, that it is definitely true in this day and age.
Yeah.
We got some more wonderful save room themes coming up. RE4, RE7, and RE8. Stay tuned. This is Hello World on WMUC. That was Serenity from Resident Evil 4, the Safe Room theme from Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, and the Safe Room theme from Resident Evil 8 Village. Folks, thank you so much for listening to Hello World this week. We are so sorry that we missed last week. Just grad student things. Life gets crazy, crazy busy here at UMD.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But we are going to come back to you next week with some awesome, awesome tracks. As always, folks, thank you so much again. Jade, you got anything else you want to say? Any shout-outs?
I mean, stay tuned for next week. I mean, fingers crossed that we're able to secure next week.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Stay tuned, as always, guys.
I have a good feeling. I have a good feeling. Folks, thanks so much again for listening. This is Hello World coming at you from WMUC. Have a good one, folks.
This is Ethan from Super Smash Bros. You're listening to WMUC.
Ananias, Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Spoke to the dead, dead did rise. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Jesus is Ananias, Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. The sea got calm. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Jesus is Ananias, Ananias. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Spoke to Lazarus and he did walk. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Jesus is Ananias, Ananias. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Spoke to the sea, she got calm. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Well, Ananias, Ananias. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Spoke to the dead, it got well. Tell me what kind of man. What kind of man? What kind of man Jesus is? Jesus is. Jesus is. Jesus.
to hear Satan. I'm tired of you. You try to mess up everything that I do. I try to pray. You yak and yak. I'm tired of you, Satan. Get off of my back.
Just a minute ago, you told a lie. You said I was sick. You told me I'd die. Why, just last night, you stole my car. I'm tired of you, Satan. You got a little too far.
Now look at your Satan. Preacher, just what to say. Now the whole church split every which way. The Bible is wrong the way you read. I'm tired of you, Satan, and that stuff you feed. Now listen here, Satan, I'm tired of you. You try to mess up everything that I do. Pray, you yak and yak. I'm tired of you, Satan. Get off my
road. It's a hot and a heavy load. I've tried for a long time, but I think I can do. I could do it all better if I could do it again.